Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, the debate. Let's debate for New Vision Clinics. New Vision Clinics keyhole laser vision, next generation technology. Maybe it's the same every year, so I wouldn't overstate it, but holding the ball is driving people mad. The state of the tackle and all. What's going on with the nuance of the tackle at the moment?
I don't want to assess every type of holding the ball or decision the umpires make, but what we've allowed to creep into our game is when you hold the ball tucked under one arm in one hand, so you've got possession of the ball and you're being tackled or retarded by the opponent on the other hand, on the other arm. It's up to you then to dispose of the ball correctly. For 100 years, you've had to manufacture a way to get that to your boot so that you don't get pinged. At the moment, that player is just rolling into the tackle and absorbing the tackle, and the umpire is saying, "Oh, no, I couldn't get rid of that. I'll ball that up." No, that hasn't been the way it's been seen for a long, long time. I think the AFL need to correct this one immediately and even send out a little memo. Hey, this has slipped a little bit. We concede that. If you have possession of the ball, it is on you to get rid of that in an illegal fashion. But it's okay that if we pay a few free kicks, isn't it?
Yeah. So my personal view long-term is the game is better when you play holding the ball. So you don't want to tip the game to a tackler's game. There is a fine line there. But the game is always better when you play holding the ball. So we'll see ones where you'll get a dozen, 15 in one game. Mm. Those games are infinitely better than when the umpires opt not to pay them and you get two or three for the night. I'll argue all day long. You can get total outliers where you get 20 plus, and we've seen those games, and yet that's where you go too far. The game is fundamentally better when you pay holding the ball, and we have to prioritise the circumstances in what you're describing.
There was a couple yesterday in the Richmond-Fremantle game that I just shake my head. How do you not see that? There was one on the wing where player was tackled twice, and the second time stripped of the footy and play on and went for a goal, which pleased the Richmond fans no end. So that, I think that's an easy one. If you have possession of the ball in one hand and you're tackled, you can't just absorb the tackle. Even if you've had prior opportunity, you still have the ability to fashion a disposal. So it's on you to get rid of that footy. So that's the only one I'm hot on. The rest, umpires call at the moment, in the moment, then I'll live with that. But the one where they just absorb it, just clearly holding the ball in one arm, just fix it. Let's just move through this really quickly.
Did you have Owies in the find the fakers from the Maynard tackle?
I did, yeah. This is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, so you've educated me what to look for. And this did feel like it met your markers.
We cannot have players tipping their own head onto the ground and pretending that they're concussed or have had head trauma or have been dangerously tackled when the player who's tackling them hasn't done that at all. And they laughed about it and carried on, "Oh, we got a goal out of this." No good. No good for our game. Absolutely no good. And I'll say it again, I think fines are the only way. If you fine a player $5,000 for doing that, Jared, I'm telling you, they stop it pretty quick. Warnings don't work. And we're discussing this around the edges. The game's gone too far to allow this to creep in. And when they cost goals, it's like the shrug and the duck. It's becoming a real issue for us. Players laugh about, "Oh, suck the umpire in there." Nothing worse. The umpire feels like a fool. All players are angry. And it creates a real tension we don't need in our game. And the head must be protected. And we've got to protect the players from themselves.
The debate for New Vision Clinics, keyhole laser vision, next generation technology. Call 1-800-20-20-20.